This is Jim Bryson. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5 FM in Manitoba.
And I would feel much better if we only talked more.
What can we say about Jim Bryson? That's good stuff. It's Tell the Band to Go Home, everybody. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff, and I'm here for the next couple of hours playing you some music that probably won't be quite as loud as that. But love starting off the show that way. This is our last show of February, thank God. I don't know if it's just me. Is it just me? But February is like, I hate it. I hate every minute of it. I don't know why. It's always been that way, and perhaps so. I don't know. I hate February. I get extra cranky. I get in more trouble. I have more problems. It's just a bad month, but it's almost over. And I have nothing to complain about today because it's a gorgeous day outside. Have you been outside? You're probably outside right now. If you're like Jane, you're listening to the show outside. If not, then you're probably just not even listening at all, and I'm talking to myself. So I don't know, but it's a beautiful day. If you have a chance to get outside, take the radio with you, or heck, I'll give you the day off. Listen to the podcast later on because it's gorgeous outside. We don't get it that often, so enjoy. Bunch of things I wanted to squeeze in today, and I was wondering how I was going to fit it all in, but then I left most of my CDs at Jane's house, and I don't have them with me. So that should make it a little easier to fit in all the themes today because, you know, they're not hearing everything. They would have been good, but now they won't work because I don't have them with me. But maybe next time. But I do have some of the stuff, so we'll narrow it down. We got some stuff going on and some stuff coming up and some stuff I just darn well want to play. And so that's what we're going to do today. And if there's something you want to play to make your February a little bit brighter, you just call us up here, 269-8636, 269-UMFM. And if you're lucky, I'll even play it today. The other day, you know, I always say that you can phone in with your requests, and then sometimes you do, and sometimes I don't play them. That happened to Dean the other day, and I feel really bad because Dean, you know, he's a good supporter of the show. I don't know if he's listening today or if he's outside, but Dean, I promised to play some Alejandro Escovedo on Thursday, and then I plumb forgot. So I'm going to play it now and hope that you're listening. So I'll play a couple from Alejandro Escovedo. He's pretty fantastic. And this one kind of fits in with that last tune, I think. And then we'll ease off a bit. But here's a great one from A Man Under the Influence. This is Alejandro Escovedo playing the castanets. Tell the band to go home.
This is Alejandro Escovedo from Austin, Texas, here in Wimberley. Wimberley, that's where I live, I'm sorry. This is Alejandro Escovedo from Austin, Texas, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Radio.
Thank you. along the way who'd be glad to place me there. Was it your fault or just my fault? Well, it don't matter anymore. You carve our names on window panes and leave them scattered on the floor. If the melody escapes me, your name. There's plenty of strangers along the way who'd be glad to pass the blame. If it's my fault, I'll pay the cost. You'd be the one to keep the score and carve our names on window frames and leave them scattered by the door. If the
Sorry, I'm just chuckling to myself because I smell really girly today. And I'm like, what is that smell in the studio? It's something smells really girly. And then I realized it was me. It's that hand soap you got in the bathroom downstairs, Jane. It smells girly. And I feel silly now. A couple of songs there. We'll send this out to my pal KK, who's in California right now. And you know what? It's normally you'd be really envious, but it's really nice outside today. So I guess sucks to be you, sucker, for being down there in California when it could be in this gorgeous weather here in Winnipeg. California stars Billy Bragg and Wilco there from Mermaid Avenue. The words of Woody Guthrie and the music of Billy Bragg and Wilco. Man, that is a good record. I don't know if you've got it yet, but if you don't, that's a good record. Before that, a lovely song, and first heard that here on UMFM on Night in the Morning. Remember Night in the Morning a little while ago? Eddie Reeder, formerly of a band called Fairground Attraction, from her Angels and Electricity album. There's something called California. And a couple for Dean. I know Dean's a big KK fan. He misses her when she's away. We heard Rhapsody and Castanets, both from A Man Under the Influence. And I was going to play a couple other things from Alejandro, but those are in the CD case that I don't have with me. So I'll have to play those for you maybe on Thursday. So tune in for that. And speaking of California and KK, she's a big movie fan. Like when she comes on the air here on Thursday nights, she pretends to be a big music fan, but really she didn't know a thing about music until I taught her a thing or two. So she's into the movies, and that's perfect because going on in California tonight is the big Oscar Awards. You know those Oscar Awards for the movies? You go to the movies sometimes? I don't go to the movies very often, but I went last night. And the movie that I went to see last night is up for a bunch of awards, darn it. And rightly so, because it was a pretty damn fine movie, I thought. Went to see the Juno movie, and it's not about the Canadian music industry at all, much to my chagrin. But it is a more or less Canadian movie with some Canadian folks involved in it. And a touching little heartwarming tale. If you like the Knocked Up movie, this is kind of like that, only not quite as silly. But man, is it still funny and cute, and it's got some great music in it. We're going to play, I think, a couple from the soundtrack to that movie and cheered on tonight at the old Oscar Awards. I don't know if KK is going to make it down to the red carpet to see all these folks, but we'll send these out anyway. And then after that, something gorgeous, gorgeous song. Now, I'm kind of mad, actually, at the T-Bar, which is nothing new, really. But I wanted to play this song today. Because, you know, it's Oscar Day and the song's up for an Oscar and it's a gorgeous song and I just saw the movie a little while ago and so it seemed perfect. And then T-Bar went and played it on Thursday, but he played a different version, although it sounds pretty much the same. So I'm going to play it anyway, the real version from the film Once. Have you seen that movie yet? It's pretty good too. So we'll play something from Once, but first one or maybe two from Juno. Listen to this first one. This one I got to thank. I got to thank Skippy. Do you listen to Skippy? He's on here on Thursday mornings on the morning show from 7 to 9. Fantastic show. I learn more from that show than I do, you know, almost from any other show except for that Twang Trust show. But fantastic show. If you're going to work on Thursday mornings, tune in here on UMFM to hear Skippy. He'll play you stuff like this that'll just knock you out. And so thanks, Skippy, for turning me on to this one because I absolutely love this song. The guy's name is Barry Lewis Polizar, and he's actually a children's performer. I looked up some of his music on the internet, and I've downloaded some of it. I'm contemplating playing some of it for you because it's kind of interesting. But this one, I mean, I guess it makes sense that it might be a children's song, but it's kind of a beautiful love song as well. And sort of starts off the movie Juno, and if you haven't seen that movie yet, do see it. But anyway, so let's hope they win the Oscar. And I wish this song were up for an Oscar, but it's actually from like 1973 or something, so it's a little old for that. But it's a great song anyway. All I Want Is You, from the movie Juno on Telebetting.
If I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. If I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. Thank you. the mountains tall, the rumble of your water would be my call. If you were the winter, I know I'd be the snow, just as long as you were with me when the cold winds blow. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were a wink, I'd be a nod. If you were a seed, well, I'd be a pod. If you were a floor, I'd wanna be the rug. And if you were a kiss, I know I'd be a hug. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were the wood, I'd be the fire. If you were the love, I'd be the desire. If you were a castle, I'd be your moat. And if you were an ocean, I'd learn to float. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea.
That was the greatest song ever! Play me another one, boy! Make it a winner, fool!
Satisfying even the most demanding of listeners, this is 101.5 UMFM.
Part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. Don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
here is a church and here is a steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. Don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
both have shiny, happy fits of rage. I want more fans, you want more stage. Don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
I'm always trying to keep it real. Now I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
kiss you on the brain in the shadow of a train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swing from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
the pebbles forgive me, the trees forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
Raise your hopeful voice. You have When I go, don't cry for me. And you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with Jeff Robson at 101.5 UMFM.
Only moments now.
When it's gray in L.A., I sure like it that way. 'Cause there's way too much sunshine around here. I don't know about you, I get so sick of blue skies wherever they always appear. And I sure love the sound of the rain pouring down on my carport roof made out of tin. If there's a flood, then there's gonna be mudslides. We all have to pay for our sin. And I suppose that they'll close canyon roads and the freeways will all start to clog. And the waters will rise and you won't be surprised when your whole house smells like a wet dog. When it's gray and so cool. Yeah, it might feel like fun when you sport sunglasses, but really you're just one more fool. This whole town's a dump. We came out here to dump all our dreams of making it big, but we're stuck in a singular nightmare. That's just how it seems. And And I suppose Maury David sure knows all those cars we drive heat up our earth and see temperatures rise, and those constant blue skies and brush fires can sure curb your mirth. Brad Gray's in LA, yeah, okay, I should stay. There's no place that's better. Sunshine around here. I don't know about you. I get so sick of blue skies wherever they always appear.
Traveling as I'm traveling through.
Dolly Parton there, wrapping up our little music from the movie set there with Traveling Through from the soundtrack from the movie. That's what I'm trying to say. Transamerica, which came out a couple of years ago. I think, wasn't it last year she lost the Oscar for that song? Should have won, because that's a damn good song. A guy who probably should have been up for an Oscar this year for his fine music on the soundtrack to Knocked Up. We heard Loudon Wainwright before that with Gray in L.A., from the album Strange Weirdos, and a fine album at that. Before that, we heard a little bit of CanCon from a funny sort of Canadian mockumentary called The Life and Times of Guy Terrifico. A great song by a guy named Matt Murphy of a band called The Flashing Lights. And along with that, some of them Guthries were on that song. Dale Murray was on there, along with our old pal Ruth Minikin and a couple other folks. Fine little soundtrack and a fine little movie if you can dig it up. We heard Julie Miller in there with a stunning version of All My Tears from a movie called Songcatcher. Still haven't tracked the movie down, but it's a fine, fine soundtrack. Pick that one up at Candor, 390 Provence. And you should too. And a couple before that from the movie called Once. It stars a guy named Glenn Hansard, who's the leader of a band called The Frames. You may have seen them in Winnipeg a couple of times. And Marketa Irglova. And we heard When Your Mind's Made Up. And before that, the song that is up for the Oscar. And Darn Well Should Win for a Best Song from a Movie or whatever it's called. Falling Slowly. What a great, great song that is from the soundtrack to Once. They also have a record out, those two, called The Swell Session. And either one. I saw them both at McNally yesterday, if you want to pick those up. And we heard Michael Cera and Ellen Page, the stars of Juno, with Anyone Else But You. And before that, we heard Barry Lewis Polisar with All I Want Is You, a gorgeous little love song. Both those from Juno, and those films up for some awards tonight at the big Oscar Awards. And you can watch that if you're so inclined. But I had some more movie music, but I don't have it with me. So we're going to change topics and come back and tell you about a great show that's coming up on Friday that you do not want to miss. That'll be right after a couple of these.